It's Bay 93.9, Morgan Evans and Day Drunk. It is 20 to 6, the catch-up with Darryl the Rocks, all thanks to Metricon. Love where you live. Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Maggie. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Darryl. Hi, Roxy.
Hello, Chris. Lovely to see you. Now, we're going to be joined in a moment by a friend of yours, and a very old friend, as in he's not that old, but you've known him for a long time.
One of my longest friends, yes.
And it's quite interesting how you two got to know each other. So maybe you might... Preface the introduction with a little bit of a, you know, set the scene.
Okay, something I mentioned to you just before. When I was in a group house in Geelong, I was moving to a group house, had a couple of friends I was moving in with, and one of my friends, she mentioned that she had a friend from America who was coming to live in our house as a fourth. And I assumed that he was American, but it turned out it was Ian, who's someone that I played with in the same tennis team at school. He was my Australian friend who'd gone over to study in Wisconsin. And then it turned out that he was returning to Geelong. And so, that's when we became very good friends, living in a share house together.
Well, let's welcome Ian to the catch-up. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hi, Darryl. Hi, Roxy. And hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Ian. Good to have you with us.
It's lovely to have you here, Ian. And one thing that we like about having you on and you talking about the odd synchronicity that you've experienced is that you're a pretty down-to-earth guy. You're not superstitious. You're very structured in what you do, I believe.
At least I said all those complimentary things about you to Roxy. I don't know if I would have said that to you, but I said it to Roxy.
But, you know, you're not the typical person that we would necessarily equate with somebody who believes in things like synchronicity.
Yes, and I must say, thank you for saying those things, Chris. I actually do find this topic a bit puzzling because one's rational mind finds it hard to appreciate how some of these things can happen. And so I do find myself asking why, you know, why does this happen? And I think Chris is going a long way down the track of helping answer that question, so really pleased to be part of the show.
So, Ian, tell us your situation. What happens with you?
Oh, look, I think if we wind the clock back, way back to when Chris and I were in a house together, I used to comment about how I'd be about to make a phone call to somebody, usually my parents in Warrnambool, probably at the time, and at that same instant, the phone would ring and it would be them. And at the time, I found that pretty weird. Mind you, I did mention to Mum and Dad during the week that I was going to be on this show about and talking about this topic, and Mum said, "Oh, that happens all the time." but then in recent times, I guess I've, particularly in the last sort of 6 or 7 years, I've sort of had different circumstances in my life with a marriage separation and other things going on, and I have found, excuse me for using this word, but sometimes I think it's really weird. But you know, I can be driving along in the car and thinking about calling somebody, and at that instant, that person calls me, and I just can't understand why that happens. And it just doesn't happen once or twice. There was a period of time there a few years ago when I sort of needed a bit of positivity in my life, and it would happen just about every second day. And
wow.
You know, as I've said to Chris before, I could probably honestly say this has happened to me 50 to 100 times.
Wow.
And I'd love someone to answer the question for me. Why does this happen? Why is this so? Because it does seem pretty weird, and most people would say, well, you know, this is rubbish, what are you talking about? It happens.
And one of the things that struck me, Ian, is when you described it, say with a mobile phone in more recent years, it's like your finger would reach a certain point close to the phone, and when your finger was right in that position close to the phone, that's when it would ring. It's not like you'd think of ringing in 30 seconds time or whatever. Nah. It was just much more precise than that.
Very, very precise, as I said, almost instantly. And there would be no prelude to it, no reason why that would happen, no call or recent connection or anything to suggest that it was planned. You know, it just happens. And
what,
I, continue to be astounded.
And one of the things I was always interested in is if there's anything that you made of that or anything it meant to you. And I remember you said something that sort of struck with me a bit, like something that it maybe meant to you.
Oh, yes. And particularly in more recent times, Chris, been down in the dumps a bit and things not going right on a number of fronts. And I found it to be a really, I found the connection with people that were close to me to be quite a positive thing at the time. And it's done me a lot of good.
And that's the thing that you mentioned, connection. And one thing we know, like psychologically, is when people have an enhanced sense of connection with others for whatever reason, that's a good thing. So I think that yours is a great story, Ian, about how synchronicity of that type can be good for your mental health.
I take it that way, Chris, and I do think, to some extent, it's a bit weird. I know, but I do take it that way.
Ian, we've got some homework for you. Since it's been that many times, we want you to start thinking about people and force them to ring you. So a bit of homework for you. Ian, we thank you for your story. It's a fabulous one because this is what this is all about. It's just happened to you too many times to be a coincidence, and that's some of the way to explain synchronicity and how it works. The other side of it is, I know you want somebody to tell you, why is this so? I'm not sure we're going to get the answer, but that's half the fun of it, isn't
it? I don't know why we know, but that's what makes it so great.
It is almost a mystery, isn't it?
It's almost like, our body sending out radio waves. I mean, it is very strange.
Actually, I think there's something a little bit in that. I think ultimately it'll be found to relate to quantum physics, but that's a deeper story.
Yeah, that's a little deep for us. Ian.
That's way above our pay grade.
Yeah. Thank you for your call and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thanks,
great
Ian.
Thanks, guys. Okay. See you.
It's awesome.
It is the catch-up. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll come back and finish up with Chris Maggie. If you've got a story, you can always give us a call, 52-299-939. And we're talking synchronicity with Chris Maggie and one of our regulars on the line, Jeremy. How are you?
Very well.
Now, Jeremy, you've got an explanation for that situation we were talking to talking about with Ian.
What Ian experiences is awesome when it happens. We all love it. There's a reason, and every religion refers to a god. And a simple definition of that is a supercomputer that created itself that governs everything that exists, and we're all connected.
Okay.
So certainly I think that there's that notion that we're all connected. Like the early quantum physicists from 100 years ago were convincingly demonstrating that all matter basically is a manifestation of consciousness. And there's one consciousness that runs through everything. Very difficult to get our heads around that, but I think that that might be a manifestation. So there's something in physics called entanglement, where you can get two physical objects, like just say an electron, get them in contact with each other, separate them from one end of the universe to the other. If you do something that influences, say, the spin of one electron at the very instantaneous time, a complementary reaction will happen with the other. Now, that, to me, if physical objects could be connected at a distance instantaneously, then why not people's minds?
Yeah.
Very complicated stuff, but there's something equivalent to what we call propinquity. You think of someone, then they contact you at exactly that time. Our minds being connected at one time, maybe that relates to the physical principle of entanglement.
What about 11-11?
That's a common experience of synchronicity with people, isn't it? When they look at the clock and see uncannily, again, it can happen very often, like Ian was saying with these phone calls. People can look at the clock and it seems like like every second day when it comes up or whatever. The numbers come up in many different situations in a way that seems beyond chance. So that seems to suggest some different kind of order or pattern in the universe. Do you think, Jeremy?
Well, I went through a week period where I would wake up, I can't remember the exact time, but it was like 6:03 for 7 days.
It's amazing. It's just amazing when it happens.
Do we like the idea, though, of having that connection? I think I like the idea that we might be connected. We're connected, that something that can't really be explained. Do we think a lot of people like that idea?
I think many people respond very positively to that. And funnily enough, with what Jeremy's saying with 603, when I started writing my book and when I got up to, when I woke up, say, in America, even a different time zone to write, it was often 606. And when that number uncannily came up, just way beyond chance, I'd feel fortified to write for the day and feel, look, there's some kind of energy or consciousness, like on your side in a way, a feeling of connection with something larger. And that often gives you a boost. Mm.
And you know what I reckon? My son is an absolute atheist, doesn't believe in anything at all. You know, he's just like, nah, it's nothing. And I say to him, look, you know what? I do, but even if it's not, there's nothing else, at least it makes me feel better. So
hard to argue with that.
Yeah, yeah, this makes you feel better. It makes you feel like you're connected.
It's fun and exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Ian said, it makes you feel connected and that makes you feel good.
Jeremy, thanks for your call. We're out of time.
Thanks very much, Jeremy.
We will talk to you again, no doubt.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Chris Mackey, Synchronicity. If you've got a story, you're welcome to give us a call. You can drop us a line. Just jump on the website. Go to bay939.com.au. Send us a message. Chris, as always, an absolute pleasure. And we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks very much, Daryl. Thank you, Roxy.